The queues at PCR testing centres are long. Waiting times for processing results can take days. Rapid antigen tests, or RATs, are nearly sold out. Those that are available are selling at high prices. Every state in Australia is now recording a growing number of cases, with one in five people in New South Wales testing positive.
At the moment, there does not appear to be any sign that it's abating. The numbers which are being reported in terms of positive cases are clearly an under-reporting of the number of actual cases out there. That means that a lot of people get infected very quickly, so hopefully that means we get through the community very quickly. But really, to some degree, that's not really the way you should be doing it.
Over the last week, the number of cases being recorded has climbed to more than 10,000 a day across Australia. In New South Wales, there are five times as many people being treated in hospitals compared to mid-December. Queensland recorded its highest number of daily cases since the outbreak began.
So it won't be a surprise at all if in the next couple of days we see a significant increase in cases as more samples are tested and more people come forward. So that won't be a surprise in the next few days if we see a significant rise in cases.
With borders now open across all states except Western Australia, the spread of coronavirus is rapid, with different generations mixing over the New Year holiday.
This is about tempering or managing the spread. It's not about trying to stop it. And it's an awareness that whilst we knew ultimately everyone probably would be exposed to coronavirus anyway, that this has now sped up that process. So it is really just trying to manage it, particularly while we're still rolling out the booster doses to the people who are quite vulnerable.
Testing centres in some states were forced to close over the new year due to high temperatures. That, combined with a lack of rapid antigen tests across Australia, is putting the health system under even more pressure.
The failure of this is actually making the pandemic worse and causing potentially the infection to be spread much more quickly at the moment. So we've got this gap where just when we needed it, we don't have these rapid antigen tests, which is directly contributing to the chaos, but also the potential for increased transmission of the virus through the community.
Chaos that's unlikely to be averted with the holiday season still underway. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Queensland, Australia.